laughs, bits, tangents. Matt and Mike, virginal fans, began watching One Piece and everything the show had to offer. And their nonsense ideas drove them to create their podcast.
Buggy the Clown is back. Fuck, fuck.
This is a One Piece podcast.
These words lured listeners to their grand show in what's now known as the Fun Piece Podcast.
Yayo, 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 ho ho, set sail for Fun Piece. It's the name of the podcast with Matt and Mike. Yayo, yayo, set sail for Fun Piece.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Fun Piece Podcast. My name is Matt.
My name is Mike.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Fun Piece Podcast. It's an anime podcast. Mike and I are watching fucking anime of One Piece.
We're watching it for the first time. Some might call it a virginal tour of the One Piece world where the takes are hot, the boys are hotter, and the drinks are cool.
Oh, and the drinks aren't the hottest thing possible?
No, I am drinking tea, but I was like thinking maybe like a nice margarita.
Ooh, a margarita. Oh, that sounds delightful right now.
Or a pina colada.
No.
Virgin or otherwise. You don't like a pina colada?
Nope, no way. No, I don't.
Oh, interesting. Is there a story behind that? Just don't like the flavor?
I just don't like pina coladas. Or walking in the rain.
Yeah, that's fair. I just realized my window's open. Hold on.
Everyone, Mike's now Matt, getting... What?
Matt, recap all of One Piece so far?
Yeah, sure. So everyone, One Piece so far... a little scrungly, stretchy boy got on a boat. He's so far made a bunch of friends and made himself an enemy of the world government.
And that brings us to the Spa Island arc. Episode 3-8.
We can't just jump right into it within the first 2 minutes.
It's been kind of crazy.
We are in between like major arcs right now. We just finished. We had our Funaglyph episode with Galaxy last week, which is very fun.
Yeah, and you know sometimes you just want like a little, just like a little nice little treat, a little snack between meals. So we're taking a breather. We don't want to. We just don't want to do another 2-hour episode right now.
So we did. We've only watched 3 episodes for tonight. We watched the Spa Island arc
and the Brooke is Insecure arc.
It's true. It is true.
Which covers episodes 382 to 384.
It's true. Oh yeah.
Probably some of the most important One Piece so far. How many real One Piece fans do you think there are out there, Matt?
How many real One Piece?
Because if
One
they
Piece
haven't
fans?
Watched the Spa Island arc, then they're not real fans.
I guess.
I feel like it's really important to the lore of the world. We get to just learn a little bit more about the we get a lot of slice of life stuff. It's pretty nice. We get to see a day in the life of the Straw Hats. Mm-hmm. We get to meet a guy who looks like he would have opinions about popular music. And we get to see just a sexy little man.
Yeah.
It's a good time. It's a good arc.
He is a sexy little man.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of something funny.
This is full filler mode and just like not.
I saw
not on my A game today. I'm so sorry.
I saw good movies. I saw the one Poor Things.
You wanted me to talk about this actually last episode and I didn't talk about it.
What?
I don't remember. So I was sick a week ago. I had the COVID of COVIDs because I accidentally ate a popsicle that I don't know what we need to
A contaminated popsicle.
I found a contaminated popsicle and I was like,
ground.
And I was like, can't let this go to waste. And I put it in my mouth. But then as soon as I did, I went, oh no. So then I took it out and I threw it in the trash. And then I tried to wash my mouth out, but it didn't work. So I ended up getting I ended up getting sick because I was a big dum-dum and ate a contaminated popsicle off the ground. And then from there, I can do that. That was for someone not on the recording right now.
What?
Don't worry about it. You'll understand. Okay. That was probably really loud for everyone. Anyway, I was real sick. I was having a real rough time. And for some reason, I just felt compelled to watch the enemy of the podcast, Timothy Chalamet, his Wonka movie. and I was watching that in a complete, like, feverish daze. And then finished watching that and then double featured, then immediately watched the Gene Wilder 1971 Charlie and the Chocolate Factory film.
Back to back.
Back to back. A lot of Wonka the other day.
I bet those movies feel like One Piece arcs.
Truly, truly, they truly felt like One Piece. Yeah, like just ridiculous.
Okay, do you have like thoughts on the movies that you want to talk about? Or
I mean, not really. I mean, Timothy Chalamet milks a giraffe a bunch, and that's specifically how he makes his special chocolate is by milking a giraffe. Spoilers. And then he makes like
a regular giraffe?
Just a regular giraffe. He milks a giraffe.
He
breaks into the zoo and milks a giraffe with the aid of a miner.
You're fucking joking.
I am not joking. This actually happened. Hey everyone, this is a One Piece podcast. Sorry I'm spoiling the movie Wonka for you. I will say there was a fun bit with Keegan-Michael Key. He plays like the police chief, and they keep bribing him with chocolate. So every time you see him throughout the movie, he's like even bigger from eating all the chocolate. Like he just keeps getting fatter and fatter, which is very fun. Yeah, that's a fun bit. I did enjoy that bit.
I'm texting my girlfriend to figure it out. Mr. Tim Chalamet went to a college. I forget what college it is. I'm going to out him. But he gave like everybody their
grapes.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. So
Enemy of the podcast. We don't need to go into any more detail.
No, I feel like we should because if we get so anti Timothy Chalamet, maybe we'll get exposure by being this like, oh, it's the One Piece podcast that hates Timothy Chalamet.
I know there's like no publicity. Or any publicity is good publicity. I don't know if I want our podcast to be known as, like, the main thing we're known as is, like, our hate for Timothy Chalamet.
No, there's other things we'd be known as. It was new NYU. He gave them
grapes.
Gross. Gross.
Listen, we have a platform. We have to inform people about the truth.
We do. Hey, everyone.
Nobody talks about it. But Zendaya is great.
Zendaya is great. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wasn't it Zendaya?
I thought it was Zendaya.
Fuck. Right in.
Zendaya was not in Wonka.
She didn't milk anything?
She might have in the new Dune movie. Haven't seen it. Maybe she milks a sandworm.
If they milked a sandworm in the new Dune movie, I would be so fucking pumped.
Where do you think the udders are on a sandworm?
I bet it's like...
Like in between the crevasses of like the ripples of the worm?
Like 3/4 of the way down, there's just like 6 nipples, but like they are the nipples the size like that would be on a dog, on a sandworm.
You got to play like I Spy, trying to find those. Yeah. Where's the I Spy with my little eye? tiny little worm nipple.
Only the Kwisatz Haderach can... find the nipples.
Or whatever. Yeah. I like all those memes. Anyway, yeah. Wonka, Wonka, Charlie Chocolate Factory, back to back. Is it Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory or Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
I don't fucking remember, man. One of them is Johnny Depp.
Yeah, whatever. The Gene Wilder one actually still holds up very well. It's a good time.
So how would each Straw Hat die
in Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory? This is actually... I feel like... Have we talked about this? Have we talked about this?
I don't care. I don't think so. We're having this conversation again. Chopper would just eat himself into a coma.
All right.
Luffy is going out first.
Luffy's going out first?
Luffy is absolutely... He's not even making it through the fucking door. He's gonna, like...
All right.
He would keep coming back.
All right. Well, I mean, Luffy... Okay, so there are... Let me just... No, this isn't the fucking movie I want. Thank you. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory was the 1971.
Okay.
Okay. So, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
So, for the children, there's Charlie Bucket.
Oh, see, I'm not even saying like analogs between Straw Hat and children. I'm saying like how would each one of them die? How would the Straw Hats get taken out if William Wonka was like, come to my chocolate factory on Chocolate Island, Straw Hats, and look at peruse my wares. How would they die?
Peruse my river.
Nami would work with like the Grundle Man or whatever the fuck is. Who's Worm Slim? Slim Tongue? Worm Tongue?
I don't want to tell you because it's kind of funnier. It's Slugworth.
Slugworth. I was pretty close.
You were Slim Fast?
Slim Tongue.
Slim Tongue. Ooh, Slim Tongue. Slim Tongue.
Slim Tongue, full lips, Don Flamingo. Oh, Don Flamingo would be Willy Wonka.
Don Flamingo, it's Willy Wonka, is very good. Ooh.
Yeah, I bet Don Flamingo also hates kids.
Oh, shit. So Don Flamingo is Willy Wonka, and then can Kuma be shrunk down, and it's just a bunch of Kumas?
The
Oompa Loompas? That's hilarious. Kuma. Bartholomew Kuma. Won't you read my Bible?
And everyone's like, whoa, that's crazy that you enslaved all those Kumas. And he's like, nah, they're robots. It's fine.
Yeah, they're just a bunch of robots. It's totally cool. You can do whatever you want to them.
And then he kicks one into the molten chocolate river.
And then a bunch of them are standing next to the chocolate river, just like pawing into they're pawing into the chocolate river. There's not a waterfall. It's just the bunch of them doing that. And Don Flamingo's just like, they're churning my chocolate. They're actually mixing my chocolate. Oh no. But what if it's not chocolate? What if it's just from his poopy butt? Gross. That's his inedible chocolate river.
Timothée Chalamet should have been milking Don Flamingo.
Mm.
Okay.
Luffy eats himself to death. That's fine.
Luffy, Chopper, Usopp gone immediately in the chocolate river.
Yeah,
all
for
three
sure.
of them.
Oh yeah, just absolutely
gone.
Nami would go after the golden egg.
She would. She would be done.
I want a golden goose.
Frankie would get fizzy lifting drinked to death. man.
How Zorro?
Would, okay.
No, so Zorro, I feel like Zorro would get fizzy lifting drink because he'd just be like, alcohol, and drink it, and then just float away.
They would cross the threshold of the factory, and then Zorro would be gone.
That's fair. Yeah, he'd just disappear.
And like it would just like cut to him in the elevator, 1,000 feet in the air, just being like, well, shit, I don't know, guys.
That's pretty good, actually. Sanji could go like the Veruca Salt method where they're like, check out this piece of gum. It's an entire 5-course meal. And he'll be like,
oh, but it's a lollipop.
Oh, ooh. It's a lollipop.
He's like, I do love them lollies.
I love a lolly. And you say a 5-course meal? I don't gotta cook. I won't believe it.
There's no way it's as good as what Zef makes.
Yep.
And then he eats it and he goes
and then,
blue.
And then his feet blow up all big.
Oh,
yeah.
Gross.
Sanji, okay. My feet are turning.
Zoro, my feet are turning violet.
All right. Anyway.
Okay. Brooke gets Mike TV'd. And then Robin kills Willy Wonka.
Robin kills Willy Wonka and says...
Burns it to the ground.
Just burns it to the ground.
She's like, this atrocity cannot stand.
Well, who makes it through then? Who's left? Who makes it
Robin.
Through? Robin. Robin, that's it?
Yeah, and Zorro because he's in the elevator, but he doesn't know how to get out.
I think that's kind of fun. Like, Zorro's stuck in the elevator, and then Robin gets to the very end, kills Willy Wonka, a.k.a. Don Flamingo.
Spondums him.
And then, like, just, like, presses the button to open the elevator, and Zorro's just sitting there. So basically, Zorro's Charlie Bucket, but instead of going through the factory, just gets lost, and Robin is Grandpa Joe.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, exactly.
She refused to go to the factory with Zorro until he said she could get more books or something. And she gets out of bed.
Ooh, I think Robin would tie Willy Wonka up in the like weird boat ride and just have like set it so he was just stuck there.
Ooh, that's kind of fun.
That's like that's a real Robin move.
I think it'd be really funny if Robin was sitting in a bed and she just like trained to Fleurs or whatever and makes four other versions out of hands of herself or three other versions. So it looks like four of her like sitting in the people. Bed. Just four old people sitting in a bed.
Man, anyway, Sanji just has lettuce to work with, but he makes the most delicious lettuce soup that's ever been crafted.
Oh, the best. Anyway, Wonka was fine.
Episode 382.
Episode 382.
He's back, baby. Mike's He's back.
Honk, 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 honk. I lost my notes, but it's been a while since Buggy's been here. Like 80-something episodes. It's very upsetting.
But you know who is back is Silver Fox Foxy of the Sexy Foxy Pirates. He's back. I titled this episode, Foxy Would Have Won If Frankie Didn't Cheap Shot Him. Fucking bullshit, lame-ass tactics on the Straw Hat side. Cheap-ass, dumb, stupid.
Yeah, cheap, lame. Are you sure?
Yeah, very cheap, very cheap. Foxy was pretty upfront with the giant glass head of himself that he had that they knew that his powers reflected off of mirrors and they didn't fucking do anything about it. So,
they didn't
know he was there. He walks up, he introduces himself, he gives them plenty of time. I don't know.
Before that happens, though, we see the Straw Hats are on vacation on Spa Island.
Oh, background MVP. Sorry, just MVP in general. It's Foxy.
Yeah, I get it. We get it, Mike. We get it. We understand. It's Foxy. Your boy. Your boy is here.
Until we cover the fucking movie about Foxy, I need this. I don't know if he comes back in the show.
It's true. We don't. We'll never know.
Yeah, Spy Island. Everybody's chilling. Girls are chilling. There's a weird mustache guy.
Zorro's under a waterfall.
Listen. Hold on. I'm going to get to all those details.
Okay. So
I wrote every feature of Spot Island down.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Love it.
we need to talk about Duran's voice. There's like the guy who runs Spot Island. He sounds like a fucking instructional video, like the how to.
Yeah. What was
like
that?
Like the how it's made. He sounds like the how it's made guy. It's creepy.
Yeah, that's Spot
he's very
Island.
Creepy.
We make spa things happen.
I think he's related to the creepy dude that we really hate.
Igana?
Who's worse than Clahador. Igana, yeah.
Marguerite. We need a better name than Igana. I don't want to say his name anymore.
I don't know.
Margarita's. Can we just call him Pervert Man?
Yeah, we can call him Pervert Man. He's a little nasty Pervert Man.
Thriller Bark Pervert Man. We'll just say Thriller
Brother
Bark.
Brother of Pervert. Thriller Bark Pervert Man. And we're not talking about Absalom.
Yeah, not Absalom.
Weird mustache guy is talking about everything that Spy Island has. He mentions that they rake in 10 billion berries.
I thought he only said 10 million.
Maybe 10 million.
But like
know.
When he said that, that didn't seem like that much because the Straw Hats had like 300
I think it's
million.
10 billion.
I think it's 10 billion because, yeah.
Dude, a fucking drink on Spot Island costs like 380 berries or something. There's a sign. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, like they're like officially sanctioned by the world government, and like they allow everyone there, not just like world government people, like pirates. They're like, we're cool with pirates. It's fine.
Yeah, it's like, as long as you got money. He doesn't sound like that. He's like, as long as you have money. Mm-hmm. Not even like that. He doesn't have that much personality. He's like, as long as you have money, you can come here to Spa Island.
Yeah. He sounds like a robot, having not been a robot. Weird.
Yeah. His voice is like too crisp. Fucking weird. Anyway, Spa Island features 10 heated swimming pools.
10.
3 simulated river pools.
3.
An indeterminate number of diving pools.
Diving.
Waterfalls for meditation.
Meditation.
Cola baths.
Baths.
Milk baths.
Milk.
50 other spa varieties. So many Others. Different liquids. Just any liquid you need, they got.
Any liquid you want to be bathed in, they have it.
They have in-pool activities such as tennis, table tennis, and an in-pool casino. Mm. And they've got a gourmet food catered by world famous top chefs.
Not Sanji.
Sanji's a good chef, but he's not working there.
No,
but he coulda.
Maybe.
Duran is the host of the place. He's just telling Nami and Robin all this.
He's hungry like a wolf. Am I right?
Hungry. Yeah. Duran gonna.
Get it?
I gotta
get it? Because his name's Duran?
Duran.
Duran.
Any more puns?
Duran off a cliff, this dumb idiot.
That's so Durandom. God.
We're on top of our game today.
You brought the energy with Milk and the Giraffe, so I appreciate that.
I didn't bring that energy. That's just what
happens. No. Like I'm saying the fact that you introduced the concept of milking a giraffe, which is something I've never thought about. I think that did give us some momentum.
Do you think there is giraffe milk in a hot tub on Spa Island?
That's probably all they have.
That's all I got.
There's probably like some of like really, what if Long Ring Long Land had really, really stretched out giraffes so long that they can like touch the bottom of the ocean when they walk? So they just like are walking across and then ships go underneath and like they have crews go up on ladders to milk them. And that's where all the milk in the world comes from.
Do you think Kaku was able to be milked?
Yeah.
Pasta machine.
Milk that pasta machine.
Maybe instead of pasta machine, when you milk Kaku, he says, he's like Froyo machine.
It's viscous.
Or he just says milk machine. Ooh,
milk machine.
Milk machine.
Hey there, Lucci. I need you to milk me. My body is tender and it needs sweet release.
Jabra, one of your jobs as a member of CP9 is to milk machine me.
Bluno, I need you to open the doors to these teats so you can milk me. I can't wait to see CP9 again, and they're all just talking about how they have to milk Kaku, but like not in a sexual way. And like,
it's totally not in a sexual way. It's just part of it.
It's just this.
He doesn't want to get an infection. They need to milk him.
Yeah, he's got to let it out.
Yeah.
Sometimes they go straight from the...
It'll spoil. I mean, it'll spoil.
Lucci would love it. Lucci would love it.
Yeah, he's a cat.
He goes into a cat. And he's just
a nasty little cat powers, and he's like, give me some of that milk, Kaku. Yeah. Yum.
He's like, no, Lucci, don't drink it. You're a cat. It's going to upset your tummy. You're gonna have diarrhea poops. I think we really bring something. I haven't really listened to other One Piece or anime podcasts, but I would guess that they don't have the level of craft, creativity, ingenuity, and fucking genius that we have, Matt. I think we have something.
We really have something no one else can even compare.
I don't. I it's just, you know, like nobody else has talked about milking a giraffe on their anime podcast because they're too scared of the truth.
They're scared. They're not courageous like us.
Milk Kaku 2024.
Hashtag Milk Kaku 2024.
Spread it around, everyone. Milk Kaku.
Milk machine. I feel like people are really like, I just want to hear people talk about CP9 and then compare it to us talking about.
I know. Yeah. God.
I want to have a serious conversation with someone and just be like, but what about?
Can you imagine?
What about Milk Machine? What about Milk Machine?
How do we feel about it? How would you, would you milk Kaku?
Yeah.
Would you milk a Lucci?
I wouldn't milk a Lucci. No way. There's nothing there. He's like nothing. He's like raw muscle. Like, ugh.
It's true.
I don't like it. No. Yeah. When Kaku turns into like his square form, he looks like a box of milk, like a milk carton. Like you just open him up, tip him over, get a little bit. Oh, wouldn't it be really funny if there was like a picture of Kaku with his squared milk carton shaped body, and then on the side was like a missing persons thing
of Kaku?
No, if it was like Bluno.
Bluno does disappear pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Gets fucked up immediately.
Or Foxy. It could be Foxy.
Foxy's not missing. He's around. He's doing odd jobs to pay for a new sale.
Do you think CP9 knows about Foxy?
Probably. I know I'm like, I joke like Fox is the most powerful. I think it'd be fucking hilarious if it like something came up where like Foxy's treated as like the Team Rocket type character that he is.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But
I mean,
for some reason, yeah. CP9 is just like they mentioned Silver Fox Foxy and they're like, we don't fuck with that guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? It's like, we don't fuck with Foxy.
Yeah.
we stay away from that one. He's too much.
I like that. I like that. Anyway, we're on Spa Island. There's lots of fun stuff.
Try shaving when you're slowed down.
In that milk.
That
milk. We're on Spa Island. There's two little girls.
Slow down.
Jump
Duran.
Ahead.
Duran's the host. He mentions that there's candy rain and sometimes there's big old rainbows. Lots of rainbows. Nami says, oh, yeah, I hear that's called the gem of the sea.
Mm.
Then we talk about the spas supported by the world government. We hear Duran's weird geru 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 laugh.
He's really just geru geru geru.
It's not like a geru 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 geru. It's
he
like
just
a
says, geru, 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 geru 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 geru. There's no laugh at all. It's just him saying geru 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 geru.
We cut over to Luffy, Usopp, and Chopper having a little soap race.
Yeah, and they got little floaties on.
Worth noting, for some fucking reason, these two episodes are like really well animated.
They're so good.
This little Luffy Usopp Chopper moment where and they go down the slide, like it looks so fucking nice.
Yeah, it was so like swoopy, swoopy and not scrungly, but like kind of.
They do like squash and stretched stuff.
Yeah,
and, like,
it was so nice.
It's beautiful.
Someone was just like, no one's gonna watch these episodes. Let's just do a really good job.
Long Ring Long Land was pretty well done too. I don't know. Maybe the animators are just like, we love foxy oriented arcs and we're going to put our whole foxissy into him.
I mean, he keeps coming back, so maybe.
The anime team clearly likes him. We had some candy rain that immediately happens. Luffy fills his entire lower jaw with them.
Mm-hmm.
Rina and Nookie.
Rina?
Rina.
What? It's Rina? I thought it was Lena.
The subtitles say Lena, but it's like Zolo Zoro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Of course, she's Rina. Mm. So Rina / Lena and Nookie are introduced. Rina is a little girl with bangs,
mm-hmm.
and Nookie is a strange little scrungly raccoon with a fin, and he's a sea raccoon dog that can
transform
into anything.
Sanji.
That's his size.
Yes.
And her Rina's sister is Sayo, who is just taller and also a little girl.
Yes.
Sanji is introduced to the raccoon dog and is like, I need you to become the sexiest thing alive. And then Nucky becomes a sexy version. Like, it is just like a little animal.
Yeah, but a sexy and then version.
It turns into like the Zootopia version of Nucky. And then it just goes, it's like posing and it's just going, Nucky, Nucky, Nucky. Nookie, nookie.
And did Sanji's they know like, what they were no. doing? They knew exactly what they were doing. They're like, someone's going to be attracted to this.
And then it's just that his name is
Sanji's doing it all for the nookie. All
He's
for
doing
the nookie.
It all for the nookie.
He wants to stick it up.
He has
the yeah. Stick it up the yeah.
He has it transform into Nami, but it's just a little Nami.
Yes.
And then Nami punches Sanji for being a weirdo.
Is this like now that his like inner, I feel like it's always been very like subdued. Sanji's like inner pervert has been so like, it's been there like, oh, I'm so excited. I'll do, oh. But like after Thriller Bark, when he straight up was like screaming, like to look at naked girls so I could be invisible and look at naked girls.
I think we've hit a turn. Because Sanji felt like a aggressively romantic, like infatuated, which is fine. But now he's like, we know the truth.
Do you think he's like embracing it in front of the Straw Hats now? He's like, oh, I don't have to hide, so I'm going to like...
Yeah, he feels really comfortable.
Mm. So he's comfortable to be a pervert?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gross.
I don't know, man. Sanji's been lacking in some cool moments lately. It's fine. I still like him.
Yeah.
We all got that one friend.
Yeah. It seems like everyone goes deep into a deep dark pit about Sanji and then comes back around.
Yeah.
From what I've gathered from everybody else who's talked about One Piece at us in a vague way.
I see a lot of people on social media who still love Sanji, so...
Yeah, I have heard Fishman Island is the worst of him.
Yeah, we'll get through it. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's
that's okay. Still... That's like that's like 8 months from now for us, so that's fine.
Man, I one of my favorite fucking Dragon Ball characters, despite everything...
Yeah.
...is Master Roshi.
It's true.
I cope with that in my own way.
Yeah.
And have to forgive actions that man has taken.
He trained Goku. He trained Krillin. Goku.
He has that fucking amazing fight in the first arc of the tournament. And
he's got style.
Cool Dragon Ball Super. He has so much fucking style. Like, goal is to look like that when I'm old.
Hell yeah.
Like, that's my ideal.
He fucking owns a whole island.
Yeah, with a sick house. I want to live there.
Yeah.
Friends with the turtle. Is Jazzercise. he's living. Living with your like best like the your little bald protege.
Yeah. This is a One Piece podcast. I hope so that
we're gonna
people
talk about Dragon Ball. So
I love that people are talking. I hope that people have not watched Dragon Ball and just like out of context you just said Jazzercise and then just like continued on things and now they're all like, why is he talking about Jazzercise? And now they all are gonna go look up Jazzercise in relation to Dragon Ball. It's great.
There's like a scene of Master Roshi.
You don't have to explain it. Let them figure it out.
Okay. Man, the real ones know who Lunch is, or Launch, whatever the fuck she was called. The real ones know.
Yeah.
Secret best girl of Dragon Ball. Mm. Well, second best, Android 18.
Yeah. Everybody fucking knows.
Yeah. Android 18 is the only acceptable, attractive anime girl.
Yeah.
Woman. Yeah. Are you excited to watch... should we reveal what movie we're going to watch on Sunday?
No.
No?
What movie
do you know
are we
I'm
watching?
Talking?
No, I don't. What movie are we watching on Sunday?
Aren't you watching End of Evangelion?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with Android 18.
No, I was just thinking, because my through line was people, like, who people like sexualized animes. And that one is fucking the top of the goddamn list.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're all Evangelion. Fucking nasty.
Yeah, fucking all those. I mean, Misato is a woman.
She's a child groomer.
Yeah. We don't need to get into this. This is weird. I don't like
this. I know. What?
We celebrate Misato Monday every Monday. It's fine. Everyone knows.
You guys do. Matt. This has all just been a ploy to upset anime fans because they all like Evangelion, and I think it's fine.
It's fine. It gets really weird. This is a One Piece podcast. It gets really weird.
We're covering all the big anime.
I mean, the last couple of episodes, notoriously, the creator is like going through it, and just like it becomes this like existential line drawing drug trip.
About orange juice? I think Evangelion's about orange juice.
It's somewhat about orange juice. End of Evangelion, the movie kind of like clarifies what the fuck is going on at the end of the series. It's really good, actually. There's a sweet fucking fight with Asuka. Spoilers. It's just like Asuka fucking just like running through angels. It's fucking sick as shit. It's so good. Anyway.
I was going to say, should we cut this? Because it's so irrelevant to anything, but we're only like 30-something minutes in.
We could flip a coin on it. Why not?
Man, I'm not going to cut it out.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm too lazy.
People love our... We literally have to talk about three episodes.
Bleach.
I haven't watched any Bleach.
Okay, neither have I. How do you feel about Naruto?
I haven't watched any Naruto either. And I don't care to. I know it's like, I know they're the two of them are part of the big three with One Piece, but like I'm focused on One Piece right now, and then also short series animes that I have the means to watch without like Delicious in Dungeon
is so fucking good.
Or Dungeon Meshi,
what other anime are there?
You still need to watch Full Metal.
Oh yeah.
This is like Funaglyph part two.
That's fine.
But with episode recaps. No,
we didn't even get to Foxy yet.
We didn't even get to Foxy yet. We barely got into the episode.
Anyway, I got bored cause Duran exists.
Yeah.
It's
filler, baby. Filler arc episode. Let's go.
Okay. Back on track. Pretend we didn't talk about any of that shit except about how good Dragon Ball is.
One Piece.
The Sayo and Rina try to leave, and then Foxy arrives, and everyone's like, oh, fuck yeah, it's Foxy. I love this guy so fucking much. He's the best.
That's exactly what everyone says. That's exactly what every single Straw Hat says.
Luffy is immediately like, who are you? And then Foxy is despondent and on the ground, saddened by this.
Who's this meathead?
He doesn't remember who I am. But then he looks at Hamburg and he's like, oh, you're the guy that Zoro and Sanji beat up.
Yeah.
And Foxy's like, you're doing this on purpose.
he's making me feel bad on purpose. No.
Yeah. Oh, God. I want an entire show. Just Foxy, Portia, and Hamburg going on fucking little antics.
Yeah.
Like, what if they ran into everybody?
That would be
pretty
fun.
And just tried to like dupe them in some way and just like got... end up having to get like blasted off into space or whatever.
Maybe that's the movie. Who's to say?
That might be the movie.
Yeah.
They rush into a big Foxy head.
That
I forget. I don't think it has a name. And they start spinning around. It's like this big glass panel Foxy head that was just there the whole time.
Yeah.
That nobody noticed.
And it has like a singular mirror on the outside to then reflect off of itself.
It's like a little mechanical arm comes out underneath it.
Yeah.
And then Foxy's hand comes out as the thing starts spinning really fast, doing a mirror ball.
Yeah.
And he reflects a slow, slow beam and it like reflects everywhere. And every single Straw Hat, everybody gets hit by it. He hops out, takes the notebook that the girls have. Sayo's reading a notebook.
Not every Straw Hat.
Okay, every present Straw Hat.
Yes.
Frankie, Brooke, and Zoro are not there.
Yeah.
Zoro's mostly not there for almost all of this.
Yes.
He's just kind of doing his own thing.
He's hanging out under a waterfall, just meditating, having a good time.
Foxy takes this notebook and walks away and then snaps his fingers, and then the ground starts like receding in and they all start to fall. But Franky and Brooke arrive and Luffy's able to yell for them to kick Foxy's ass. Yeah. And he just weapons lefts them. And then Luffy and
Robin just are able Franky. To. Brooke is like sitting having a drink on like a lounge chair and he's like, what's going on? I don't know what's happening.
But they all like are about to fall and then they just save themselves.
Yep. Spot Island is like basically like a giant metal like mushroom almost like sticking up out of like the
It's like sea. the space needle kind of thing.
Yeah. And then like basically around the top is a giant ring with all the different spot areas, but they're like they can recede in which happens later.
For some reason, I don't know why.
I don't know. So they can kick people off easily, I guess.
I guess it is. There's lots of like trap doors on this thing. Yeah. It's weird.
Duran just wanted to be able to run away from anyone who might cause him trouble.
But if it weren't for Franky, Straw Hats would have been done here. They all would have died.
You know, you're right. Absolutely. Every single Straw Hat that was present would have been dead.
You're right. You're right. Foxy is a man with a very strong moral compass. Mm-hmm. He would have rescued them.
You know what? I think Foxy, he enjoys and respects a fair fight. And he wouldn't want to defeat the Straw Hats in this backhanded way. He was basically just playing with them at this point. He wants to have a straight up fight with with the Straw Hats.
No joke. No jokes. He enjoys the game. I think he likes playing the game. I think he enjoys the chase.
Yeah.
I think it's all, it's all part of it. And he would have continued to slow everybody down, but Hamburg accidentally shatters the big head.
Yeah. And also, Foxy for sure enjoys the game. I mean, he is very... He's all about the game. He's got the game. He's risen everybody up. He loves Luffy. He very clearly loves Luffy, which is why he's so upset when Luffy doesn't even remember his name.
he perceives Luffy to be his top rival and is like excited, and he's like, finally a chance at a rematch.
He's like, oh, my favorite boy in the whole world. Oh, it's Straw Hat Luffy.
Do you think they team up?
Eventually,
like in the movie, or if they meet up again in the show, do you think they team up? I could see them teaming up. I don't think Foxy's evil enough.
I can see them teaming up like temporarily, like if they, but the person they're teaming up against would also have to be like a joke.
Oh, you don't think it'd be like they team up against somebody who's like really like genuinely evil?
No, I don't think Blackbeard shows up and is like, I'm going to destroy, like, dark fruit the world. And then the two of them are like, it's the only way we can defeat the Blackbeard, Straw Hat Luffy. Let's do it. Silver Fox and the Straw Hat. Like, I don't think.
That would be so fucking good. Could you imagine if that's like a final confrontation, how fucking mad everyone would be?
I think they would be, that's actually pretty great. Actually, that would be pretty fun.
It would be, that would be my greatest crime. Is like if I were in Oda's shoes and I had made something so monumental.
Yeah,
I would do the most beloved villain so fucking dirty.
Yeah,
I would just like.
I think it would be fun. Like they go through everything, they defeat the ultimate big bad or whatever, and then they get the One Piece. He becomes King of the Pirates. And they're like, what do we do now? And then Silver Fox Foxy pops up and he's like, well, you've defeated everyone and become King of the Pirates, Luffy, but you still haven't defeated me. And then he like, he just like really quickly steals the One Piece and slows Luffy down and then just like runs away. And they're like, after him. And then like, that's like.
He just takes it and like throws it.
Yeah, yeah.
Into the fucking ocean.
Yeah. He's like, looks like you're not King of the Pirates now, Straw Hat. And then I think that'd be fun.
What happens? What do you think happens when you slow down a black hole?
Oh.
Because there's like time dilation stuff that happens with black holes.
It's
like,
true.
If you slowed it down, would that like be really monumentally bad?
Not necessarily, I don't think.
Hmm. Smarter people
isn't
than
it like
us
basically like
in.
An energy suck, like it sucks all the energy into it basically.
I've had black holes explained to me by a friend of mine with a PhD and I still don't know.
Okay, well I'm not gonna try to decipher it.
It's fine, it was just a thought. I'll ask him.
I mean, he only slows people down for 30 seconds, right?
Yeah, but doesn't time slow down near a black hole?
Yeah,
so it would just get slower.
Maybe it stops.
Maybe that's why Blackbeard's power is so slow.
What if
his power is too close to him?
Too close to... Maybe Silver Fox Foxy is the only one that Blackbeard can't affect because he's slow.
Well, Foxy can't affect himself. Yeah. It's really weird that he's like the one everybody else with powers can do like some real honky-tonk bullshit, make-believe whatever they want.
Maybe he hasn't explored his powers enough. Maybe he just needs to explore himself more.
I don't know. Like, yeah.
Would you watch a movie of Foxy exploring himself?
Yeah, I have.
You have? Mike's created a new account. It's called Only Foxies.
Mm-hmm.
You can find it on those special websites.
Really, really good for fans of Silver Fox Foxy and that one guy from Five Nights at Freddy's.
And Chikachita,
yeah. I think that the thing from Five Nights at Freddy's, the Foxy from that series, is also a pirate.
It is. Yeah, he's got a little hook for a hand.
Yeah, coincidence? Yeah,
I think.
Definitely.
I think so. Anyway, back to the first episode of the three we watched. We're at almost, we're getting close to an hour.
Dude, the next two are going to be so fucking fast.
That's
it's fine.
Yeah,
it's
that's
fine.
Fair. That's fine.
Straw Hats are back. Foxy and Porcha get freaked out by Brooke existing, so they run away back into the head that shatters.
Yep.
Then Luffy just bazookas them into the ocean, and they're gone.
They're dead. Canon. They're dead.
I do believe somebody dies at the end of this.
It's true.
Everyone on the island evacuates that isn't a named character.
Yep.
And Nami... While the boys are all, like, playing defense, like, surrounding them, Nami, Robin, and Usopp talk to the girls about the notebook. And there's a whole fucking flashback thing. Their dad's, like, a weird scientist. He's trying to make a gem that will somehow save the village.
It's nothing.
Rina's like, he's a bad dad because he left us for extremely long lengths of time alone and we're children. And Sayo's like, no, you don't understand. And it's like, no, I think she understands. He is not a responsible father.
Yeah. Like, he might be doing whatever he's doing with his gem thing for you as children to help support the family, whatever. But maybe
spend time with your daughter.
Yeah. Maybe instead just spend time with your daughter, but or also just like be at home with your kids.
Yeah.
Instead of leaving them alone because they're children.
Include them in your research. It's not fucking hard.
It's not black hole science.
He was being hunted by Foxy. So, yeah. Like, I love Foxy, but Foxy's not going to really fuck your day up that bad.
He's also not going to hurt children.
Yeah, he might steal them in a Davy back fight.
Yeah, but he's not going to hurt
them. But that's
it.
He's going to teach them a trade.
Yeah.
He's not going to hurt you unless you're a sex offender. It's fine.
Exactly.
So Rina's rightfully upset with him, flashback stuff. Duran is listening to this little transponder snail, and then he kidnaps Sayo, and that's it.
That's it.
Episode 383.
383.
Okay. Duran idiot for crossing Foxy. Duran idiot, but like Duran idiot.
It's good. I like it. For yes.
MVP is Hamburg for resuscitating Foxy. The episode starts with Hamburg resuscitating Foxy.
Yeah, they get they're like getting they get like picked up inside of the spa island,
something like that. They, and then they get Hamburg's up just it. Hamburg's just doing CPR on Foxy as he vomits water for a while.
What a CPF. I don't. It's fine. It's a bad joke.
CPR 9.
Anyway.
Straw Hats fight some minions.
Well, they do a bunch of fighting of minions.
They do a bunch of fighting.
This was fucking hilarious. Because I feel like...
Everybody doing their special moves?
Well, yeah, because I feel like Duran was like, this island is impenetrable. I've planned for like every possible outcome and I will like defend this island. But then like the Straw Hats are just like... Yeah, we're just gonna fuck this shit up, and they're just like are absolutely decimating the place. And he's like, "What's going on?"
I think Usopp is like, "What's the plan, Luffy?" And he's like, "Let's destroy it. Let's fucking destroy this island." And everyone's like, "Yep, no, it makes sense."
Yeah,
like Zoro just shows up. He's like, "Yeah, you know, Captain said it. We're on board. Let's go."
Yeah.
And they just start fucking destroying everything. Yeah. And they just, like, fucking wreck the minions. Like, Frankie's just running by people because they're so unimportant.
Yeah, it's so fucking... They're like, there's a child in danger. We have to go save the child. Might as well just fucking destroy this guy's life work.
Oh, yeah, at this point, Sayo is, like, put up... She's, like, raised up or something out of the... middle of the island, and then a big gun comes out.
Yeah, he's got a huge like cannon.
He's got a huge Glock, and he just ate like it's.
He points it. I don't right know,
like 10 feet away from her face, and it's like the size. I don't know, like the size of like a fucking submarine or something. It's huge, and then he aims it just above her and fires it as like an example.
Yeah,
and he's in like a tiny little cockpit. And then he lowers it back down. This girl immediately passes out because I think he shattered her eardrums. I think shooting a gun that big just above somebody would also kill them.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. She could stand inside of it.
My next note is just sad flashbacks.
Yeah, we just get like the flashbacks of her with the dad and the dad coming back and being like,
yeah, we're supposed to like the dad.
Yeah, they like made like a cake for him and then he doesn't show up. So then they go to bed, but then they like Sayo comes out and he's like got the cake and he's like, what a beautiful cake. This is wonderful.
And he eats it and gets food poisoning. And he was just collecting cicada shells.
Yeah.
For research.
For his gem research.
Which I think he just needed to make paint.
That's all he did, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Which was weird. But he also, anyway, has like a, he's got a map with a X on it.
Oh yeah, there's like a hint about like, that's like visibly the Spot Island logo.
Yeah.
And then an X next to it, and they're like, what does it mean? And you see all the minions with the same logo on their outfit, and you're like, oh my god.
What could it possibly mean?
It's... the Straw Hats just fucking wreck shop. Zoro ends up cutting up the cannon like into little pieces.
Duran does fire it once it's like a sawed off cannon. But it doesn't
doesn't do anything.
Meanwhile, Luffy like ordered Frankie to go get the boat ready while they're all just like fucking destroying the place.
Yeah, and Luffy just fucking Bigfoot Gear 3 axe kicks the place in
like
half.
Balloons up, axe kicks straight through, and it's just like slow motion, just kicking straight down the middle of the spot.
You see Foxy, Portia, and Hamburg just like, oh, the fuck?
Yeah. it's really interesting. I feel like Luffy didn't have Gear 2 or Gear 3 when he fought Foxy.
So Foxy's got no, he's just like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, like, this is a whole new thing, and Foxy's like, what the fuck is that? Like, it's It's very, I feel like a lot of the times, like, the Straw Hats will fight and not use their full brunt of their powers, but I feel like they're all just, like, fucking so exhausted from the fucking Thriller Bark shit. They're like, all right, we're just going to pull out the big guns here, get it done with, so then we can just
everyone
get back
does
to
their signature move and just, like, yeah, destroys this place.
Just for no reason at all. They did not need to go this hard. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, they destroy.
I was thinking about Foxy fighting Luffy. The scene. Go back and watch it, listeners. Lucci and Luffy had a moment where they were doing the like thousand aura punches, and they were punching each other in the fists like in anime. Foxy and Luffy also do that, and it looks so much fucking cooler because it's like a spin around shot.
Yeah.
This is great.
Do you think it's just the animators wanted to give Foxy his due?
I don't know. It is legitimately, Die on the Hill, a better fight than any fight they've had so far. It's so fucking good. It's like Foxy versus Luffy, Pasta Machine, everything else.
I don't know. Again, I am biased. I really like Zoro and Ryuma.
Yeah, it was short, though.
Or Ryumi.
It was pretty short.
Yeah, it was short. It was just one episode.
I'm excited to see Zoro fight Mihawk again someday.
Okay,
it's gonna
Mihawk.
Happen. It's going to happen.
Anyway, they fucking destroy Straw Island, and they hop on the fucking Sunny.
Luffy falls in the water, though, and Sanji goes to get him, but there's a big X.
They
see underwater submarine volcano, I think they're called.
Yeah, they see a big old underwater volcano that's shaped in an X. Wow.
And it goes poof, and it makes a circular rainbow, and somebody's like, that's the gem of the ocean. And they're like, oh, and they figured it out. And then it's like cuts to 4 days later, and they get mail from Sayo. That's like one of the gems, and it shows how they made it. And they just had different colors in vials, and they just stirred the colors together to form the same rainbow in a little like mason jar. And it makes a rock somehow.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't understand how it's going to save a village. Are they just going to start exporting them?
Yeah, start selling gems, I guess.
Yeah, because the village didn't seem like it was struggling. It just seemed like a lot of people liked making fun of people with absent parents.
Yeah.
It's like maybe more of like a social issue than it is a rock issue.
Or a financial issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's to say? We'll never know again. We'll never run into these two characters ever again, so it's fine.
It feels like there was a lot of like back end work done for these two episodes to create the concept of Spa Island, how it works, its mechanics, and then this other village and stuff, and it's never gonna
never again.
That's it. That's all. And I'm willing to bet a lot of people don't watch these episodes.
That's fair. But hey, we watch them because
we
did, everything
because
is canon.
We're real fans.
Everything is canon.
We're true One Piece
aficionados. We let the candy rain fall down on us.
Yeah, we open our big old mouths we let those sweet, tasty, sugary balls in our mouths.
Give us those quote unquote filler candy balls.
So good.
Tasty. Gargle them up.
Luffy drops the gem when there's more candy rain. And then we see Duran owes Foxy. Foxy's like, oh, it wasn't. I think this happens before. Foxy's like, it wasn't an actual gem. You owe us money. And then they kill him.
Yeah. They murder him.
It's heavily implied that they just kill him. They drown him. It's really rough.
Yeah.
That's the end of the episode.
Episode 384.
Arrow Notch Slice of Life.
Nice.
MVP is Usopp's cool backwards baseball cap.
That's pretty good, actually. I do like that. It was a good look.
Nami's rocking a different like haircut. She got tied up in the back a little bit.
Luffy's still wearing that that like costume jewelry bangle thing.
Yep.
I love that he, like, they one-off Thriller Bark. He was like, oh, what's this? Can I have it? And Nami's
it's probably important, right? That's going to be important in the next arc.
I don't know, because Nami just says, oh, it's just costume jewelry. But he's like, he put it on, and now it's, like, part of him.
Do you think it's going to be, like, it's actually, like, a, what are the things that give them directions?
Ooh, it's a log pose.
Yeah, what if they're like, it's a little log pose?
It's like a little double log pose.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Could be. It's going to show us where Boa Handjob is.
Snake Handjob lady?
Snake Handjob, yeah.
Or maybe it'll take him to Kyle from Wano.
Whoa, and then he can fight Kyle from Wano.
Yeah.
Matt, I think we're going to spend a year of our lives in Wano.
I think we're going to spend a year of our lives in a couple places. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure wherever Don Flamingo is, I'm pretty sure that's the long, I think Historian told me that's the longest arc.
Holy shit.
And it's like over 100 something episodes. Like we're going to be in it.
I feel like we're going to be able to pick up the pace because there's going to be like 3 episodes of Luffy throwing hands.
Yeah. That's fair.
Anyway, this episode has no hands thrown. It's just Brook is on the deck of the ship. It's fine. Brook's just cruising. He's bored. He's cruising. And he's like, I found a journal with all their adventures, and he feels bad. He wakes everybody up, and they're having breakfast, and he's like, I saw all your adventures, and I just hope I can match up to all of you.
Yeah. He's insecure. He's like, I don't know if I'm good enough to be on this crew of all these motherfucking badass straw hats.
Yep. And we see him fumbling around. He helps with dishes and then almost drops all the dishes. And Sanji saves all the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And then he takes the tea that Sanji wanted to take to Nami. To Nami. Mm-hmm. Asks Nami about her panties. She says no. Then he spills tea on her map. And she's angry.
He's just being a bumble klutz.
Yeah. He tries to help Franky and Usopp, who built a big cannon. They're like, go get some more soda. And he goes, but he accidentally gets soy sauce.
Soy sauce. The cannon
runs on cola because that's how Franky works. And it explodes and they're upset. Luffy's all about it, though.
Do you think that'd be weird? Just like in the context, like cola is basically Franky's blood, right?
Franky is the funniest fucking thing to try to explain to somebody. Because, like, Franky, by the point you get to Franky, you're like, this makes absolute sense.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, of course.
Yeah, robot cola man. Sure. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, what's this Johnny Bravo looking guy's deal? And you're like, oh, he tried to stop a train. And then he got hit by the train, and then he ended up on a ship, and he rebuilt his body. And they're like, oh, so he's like totally a robot? And you're like, kind of, but just the front?
Just the front, and he runs on Coca-Cola.
And you're like, what? It's like, and he runs on soda. And they're like, oh, how? It doesn't matter. Yeah. It's just how it is.
But like,
in his little ska belly.
Yeah, but just like, if you think about it, like, cola is Franky's blood. So he also makes all of these weapons in like the ship that run off of his blood. When you really think about it, he's like, oh, can you just give me another barrel of blood? I gotta shoot this cannon. Or give me another barrel of blood. We gotta coupe de burst the ship and shoot it into the air. Just fill it full of blood, baby.
Do you think it's a caffeine that he's using? Or do you think it's like the combination of caffeine and sugar and fizz?
I think it's the combination of all three.
Yeah. It's the perfect element for fuel.
Yeah.
Fucking everyone's about electric cars. I need a car that runs on Dr. Pepper.
Is that a movie or something? I make that up.
A Dr. Pepper car?
Yeah, or just like a Coke, like a cola car.
Oh, maybe.
That's kind of, I mean, I guess that's kind of like in Back to the Future 3 when the doc, or 2. Is it 2? Back to the Future 2, where he just like starts like throwing like trash and recyclables and beer.
Yeah, he's got the like Mr. Recycle thing.
Yeah. We should do that.
That would be incredible. It's fine. We're just gonna kill ourselves off as a species first. It'll sort itself out. Hopefully we finish One Piece by then.
I hope we finish One Piece before the big piss happens.
Yeah, before the like we get turned into mutants and you and I are just like a weird homunculus fused together, just like going
just a milk machine.
Foxy, Foxy, milk, honk, 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 milk buggy, machine, buggy, milk buggy machine, watch, milk machine, milk machine. Can't fucking wait. We would be the best Fallout NPC, Matt.
I think it would be great because it would just our greeting when we said hello. We wouldn't say hello. We would say big piss, and then
big piss.
And then have a conversation, and at the end be like. Big piss, and then
I use big piss so much in my daily life now. It's really annoying.
It's really funny. We didn't remember where it was from, and Galaxy had to remind us in the last episode. Yeah. It was great. Anyway,
oh, God.
Brooke's feeling bad.
He's feeling bad. He watches Zora work out, and then he gets they're meditating, and he gets a cramp, and he can't move. So Zora has to bring him to go pee pee, to go take a big
piss.
And Brooke and Robin have a sweet little heart to heart because he's like, I don't know if I'm good enough. And Robin's like, I tried to die. I didn't think I was good enough, so I was just going to die. And he's like, that's horrible. And she's like, yeah, no, I know. So, like, chill the fuck out, man. You're cool.
Mm-hmm.
We love you.
Yeah.
Just be yourself, you know?
Just be yourself.
You're accepted here because we love you. You don't have to worry about it. You're you, and that's fine.
Yeah. Learn everyone's names.
Yeah, learn everyone's names. It's an important thing in friendships, yeah. It turns out.
Yeah, what? Crazy.
It'd be very funny if Robin still didn't know, like, one person's name.
She still didn't know Usopp. She still was just like, Long Nose.
Yeah.
Long Nose. What are you doing, Long Nose? Like, she knew Sniper King, but she didn't know Usopp.
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
I feel like she still calls him Sniper sometimes.
I'm sure. Yeah.
I have to pay more attention to that. Yeah, then Luffy walks by and he's like, it's dinner time. And Brooke's like, am I good enough? I worry that I'm not good enough. And do you think I'm really enough to be on your crew? You accepted me so quickly. Do you want me to be here? And Luffy's like, yep.
Yeah. He's just like really just, quick, like, yep, I asked you.
Yeah, I asked you, so I want you here. Like, fucking chill, man. And then they go have dinner, and then Brooke takes a nap in the sun, and he's grateful for what he has now because he used to just be a lone skeleton man remembering all his dead friends. So it's better to be surrounded by living friends. Remembering his dead friends.
Yeah.
And then everyone's hanging out doing their thing, cooking or building or... looking at magazines, talking about what Nami would look good in, and then Brooke plays some music for everybody and is like, ah, even adventurers need some peace and quiet sometimes.
The true Spa Island was the one in their hearts all along.
Spa Island are the friends we met along the way.
Spa Island is the milk machine that brings us sustenance.
Spa? Spandam?
Duran Spa Spa Island Duran Spa Duran Spa Duran Spa Jam.
We just cracked this mother trucker wide open.
Duran was actually Spandam rebuilt like RoboCop to open up a he was defaced and kicked out. He was court-martialed, kicked out of the Marines. Put back together like a robot. He built a new life for himself with the severance money he got from the Marines, built Spa Island,
severance,
grew a mustache, got some plastic reconstructive surgery on his face so he didn't need to wear a mask anymore, was trying to have a new life, but then Foxy showed up and started to say, I will tell everyone who you are. If you don't give me...
I know who you are.
I'll tell everyone there who you are unless you give me all your grapes. And then...
I will bring you down crashing if you don't hand over your grapes right now.
Yes.
Give me your grapes.
He's like, I know the gem of the ocean. He's like, the gem of the ocean must be grapes.
Yes.
It's the only...
it's the only gem I look for is all them tasty, mouth-popping grapes.
Grapes. All right. That's it. That's the end of the episode.
Spandam is Duran. Spa Island's murdered. Spandam will return. I'll poop my pants. Confirmed.
Oh my god, I don't want to edit this one.
You don't have to. Why would you need to?
I know, like, even just
oh, just like base. Together. Yeah, sorry.
It's fine.
We got ourselves. Oh my god. Look at us. We got ourselves another Fight Club from Ben Teneru.
Oh, Ben Teneru, thank you. Thank you so much. You're the only one who loves us enough to write in.
Every week. We appreciate it so much.
Beautiful.
Are you ready?
Beautiful, sweet summer child.
Are you ready? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Matt, Mike, and historian librarian. The next battle is Zorro versus Zeph. There's one battle left. Stay tuned until next time on Ben Teneru's infamous Fight Club. I hope y'all are enjoying this. And I hope everyone who's listening to enjoy it is enjoying it. If they aren't, it's fine. I'm still going to do it. Sincerely, yeah, Ben Teneru. Yeah. If you don't like it, fuck you, everybody. We love the Fight Club. Let's go, Ben Teneru.
That's amazing. I love my confidence.
Tell him what time it is. What the fuck was that?
I heard a ring.
What the fuck was that? Something behind me just made a sound like a fucking, like, sci-fi spaceship blaster. What the fuck was that? Okay.
Is it that poly figure on the wall?
I don't know. It just went like.
Is it the lightsaber?
Oh, maybe it's the lightsaber.
There's a lightsaber on your wall.
There is a lightsaber on the wall. That would make sense, actually. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for solving the mystery of the ghost behind me.
Got you. Zorro versus Zeph. Who do you think?
So this is interesting. Mm-hmm. They both have names that begin with the letter Z or Z. They both.
I'll let you talk, I want you to talk for 5 minutes about this. I'm just going to listen.
All right, I'm ready. So, things that we know: Zorro, Zeph. Two names start with the letter Z. Also, four-letter names. One of them has green hair and pointy things that he uses to cut things. One of them has a very tall hat and half of one leg. But is a good chef, I think. For sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Sure.
Canonically a good chef.
In peak fighting form, truly, mm-hmm. I love Zorro very much. I think Zorro is a powerful swordsman. But I think Zeph is scrappy and has dealt with a lot of swordsmen as well as a lot of different types of pirates and adventurers on the sea, coming in and out of the Baratier, dealing with the Marines, having his own crew. They went through the Grand Line. He literally ate his own leg. So I
mean, he's a legendary, like, old school pirate.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm letting you have this one. You decide.
I'm going.
One of these men can rent a car.
Can I just tell you straight up? I have my reasoning and I have my choice. And yeah. I think Zeph would win because he would just eat Zorro. He ate his own leg. He's proven he can eat human flesh. Mm-hmm. He would just eat Zorro. He'd just knock him to the ground, start cutting off body parts, eat him up.
So, okay.
Yum, yum, yum. Yep. Tasty dish. Yum, 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 yum.
Zeph wins back
to the line.
Human consumption.
Yep, that's it. He keeps a gun under his big hat. I know it. Zorro would be like, three sword style, 108 caliber Phoenix. And Zeph would just take his hat off, take the gun, boom, and then just start using the swords to slice up Zorro, fillet him into different fillets, different meat cuts. And he'd be like, all right, I got the meat for the week, everybody. And then they just make up a whole bunch of dishes.
Do you think that Zeph's gun under his hat is as long as the hat?
Yes.
Do you think it's like a Joker style, like, really long revolver?
I think it's even longer. I think it's as long as that cannon from Spa Island.
Oh my god.
I love Zorro so much, but I think Zeph would beat Zorro in a fight and then eat him.
Yeah.
The answer is Zeph, Ben Teneru.
Oh my god. All right.
How do you feel about that? Was that what you were expecting?
I honestly didn't know what to expect. I didn't feel strongly one way or another. I felt like maybe Zeff had like more experience. Like, you know, he fought Luffy a little bit.
Yeah.
He kicked Luffy's ass pretty handily.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But Zeff seems like a tough old bird.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me.
Man, that's it. What are we watching next week?
Next week, our next series of episodes is 385 to 4. Oh, wait, no, sorry. That's the whole arc. 385 to 389. Tomorrow, next episode, we begin Sabaody Archipelago.
Yeah, we're getting into it.
Which I'm pretty sure that's where King was fighting members of the Marines or something, or the world government, when he got blown up.
Yeah,
or his partner got blown up.
Well. We'll look for them there.
Yeah.
Hey, if you liked this episode, tell us why, because I'd love to know.
I think it was all the milk machine comments.
We talked about milking for so long, and not sexual.
No, it was completely
business
for
milking.
It was completely
scientific
for
milking for a while. I'm looking at a GIF of Willem Dafoe right now saying, impressive, your parents must be very proud.
Yep. Forget all that stuff we talked about Evangelion.
Forget about it. Don't worry about, just don't listen to the middle.
Yeah, just
skip ahead. If you didn't,
hey,
then, oops.
Hey, if you're listening to this episode and you made it to the end, thank you for listening to the good parts, which is all of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, you're probably like doing dishes or taxes or something while listening to us in the background, so you probably like tone out certain parts.
Yeah. Hey Mike,
we get it.
What's the One Piece?
Well, hold on. I'll answer this. The One Piece is following us on Instagram at Fun Piece Podcast. It's sending us a transponder snail at funpiecepodcast@gmail.com. It's following us on the TikTok before it gets banned in the United States.
Fun Piece Podcast Milk Machine. Fun Piece Podcast Milk Machine. Fun Piece Podcast Milk Machine. Fun Piece Podcast Milk Machine.
We talked about these episodes for an hour and 15 minutes.
We did.
Okay, bye.
Bye, everyone. Love you. Bye.
If you like grapes, come on us. And getting caught in the grapes. If you're not grapes. If you have half a grapes. If you'd like making grapes. Then midnight in the dunes on the Cape. Then I'm the love that you've looked for. Write to me and escape.